Morning. How's everybody doing?
You obviously have two veteran centers in Sullivan and Joe Berger. How nice is it to have Sullivan back, and how do you kind of plan on just getting those guys in the mix and figuring it out?
Well, we've got a good mix in the offensive line. Getting Sully back is big. Veteran player who's a real good player. We all know Joe stepped in and played extremely well last year. Obviously made other additions in the offensive line. So I think it's an area we can improve greatly, and I think it'll show up for our entire team. Well, when you get into the season and you get limited by roster numbers, your backup players have to be able to play both sides, and you have a swing tackle. So when we practice now, when we practice in the summer, someone's going to continue to move and get reps at both sides.
How is TJ looking at both sides?
TJ's doing good. It's a change for him. He gets challenged every day by our defensive front. We've got good players over there, so I think he's making progress.
What have been your impressions of Moritz Boehringer so far? I know you've only had him for a few weeks here, but
he's a big physical athlete. He can run. He's starting from way, way, way behind. He's catching up. Everything happens extremely fast for him, but he's got physical skills.
To this yet, but your thoughts on Alex Boone? I know it's still early.
He's a veteran football player. You watch him on tape, and he's a very, very physical football player. That doesn't translate to being out here in a jersey and shorts, but he's brought some energy and spark to our group, not just the offensive line. I'm excited to watch him play when we get in the fall. We get in pads and start practicing and getting games.
Marv, in what ways do you expect to see the move for Brandon Fusco affect his play?
Well, I'm old school, and I think where you line up and play is where you play, and you control how you play. Brandon, obviously voices that he's more comfortable on the right side, and that's a starting point. It might just be a mental thing, but he's played well over there in the past. We're looking for him to do that again in the future.
How has Boholt been looking about a year and a half now of regular season play?
He's missed a lot of time, and I think he's handling it extremely well. He's got a long ways to go to get back to where he can be ready to go play in games. But, if anyone can do it, Phil can, and he's working awfully hard to get that done.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.